Vernon, thank you so much for your communion talk. I love that application. I love that story, you know, and just you on your back porch and being able to see God in that way. And, you know, that's what we're here for as well. You know, I look at the communion table and it says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so when you think about Christ, what comes to mind? You know, when you think about church, you know, as you get ready in the morning, are you just thinking about how late you're going to be? You know, or are you listening to the radio on the way? Or what do you reflect on? You know, when you leave, or let me put one in the middle, okay? What about when the preacher's standing up? And man, it's been good for the first 15 minutes, but after that 50th minute, you know, I'm starting to think about lunch, right? But in all seriousness, what do you think about, you know? And not just on beautiful days like today, because it is a gorgeous day, and it's been a gorgeous week. But what do you think about on days good and bad? Let me ask you another question. This is one that a lot of us ministers and Bible class teachers will ask, right? And we could spend all day talking about it. What's your favorite Bible verse? And why? And how often have you reflected on that verse? I've got several. Romans 8, 31 and 32. If God is for us, who can be against us? And I love the next verse. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? You know, I love that argument. God saying, look, if I sent you Jesus, my most valuable possession, there is nothing I loved and cared for more than my own son. And if I gave him to you, then why do you doubt that I'm going to take care of you now? I love that verse. But this morning, I don't want to just talk about another verse. I want to share with you one verse. And I'm going to call this not just a favorite verse, but the verse I believe is the greatest verse in the Bible. The greatest scripture. And I'm going to share with you why I believe that. Some of you don't like that, do you? All scripture is equal. All scripture. No, I think this one is the greatest. Here it is. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever should believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. What an amazing verse. It's one of those that we can quote so quickly, right? We just recall it, we think of it, we can quote it, but have we stopped to reflect on it? And that's all I want to do this morning, is take a moment, Vernon, like you talked about, and just reflect. And sometimes the best way to do that is not with me speaking about it. I actually prepared a sermon and was a few points into it. And every point that I was listing and thinking on, I thought of a song. And I decided, you know what? Rather than preaching what I have prepared, why don't we sing about it together? And so this is kind of one of those Sundays where the job is on you to get something out of it, right? Like I tell my youth group whenever I was in youth ministry, you get out of it what you put into it. And that's this morning. And so let's reflect and let's remember together, starting with the first part of this verse. For God so loved the world. God's love is so great. And what I love is the emphasis there. It's not just that he loved. He so loved. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Let's stand and sing this song together.
Love one another.
God.
The splendor was going to happen, and yet he so loved that God still sent, and Jesus still humbled himself and came and died on the cross because of the love that he had for a broken world. A world that had let him down so much, even at one point he sent a flood and regretted that he had made creation and wiped us out, and yet carried the seed line through and gave that broken world his only son. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. But not only is it the greatest love, but it's also the greatest gift. For God so loved, not just with any love, but the greatest love, that he gave his only son. Not just any gift, but the greatest gift. And when we think about that, as we think and reflect on that gift, you know, it's kind of like whenever we take an offering, take a collection, and we try to give back. And I love we say this phrase, you know, it's the church phrase. So when you get up, we all say it usually. We're going to give back just a portion of what he gave to us. Because look, we don't have words to explain how we feel in our hearts for a gift we don't deserve. And so that's why I think this next song is very appropriate in speaking about that greatest gift. Listen to our hearts.
How do you explain?
That we can sing is in one of my favorite songs growing up, and it just popped into my mind. The only thing we can say in response to the greatest gift is thank you. And so let's sing this together.
Thank you, Lord, for loving me, and thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole and saving my soul. I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let us
one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him. This is the greatest scripture because not only does it talk about the greatest love or the greatest gift, but it talks about the greatest faith. You know, we have faith in all sorts of different things. We believe in certain people. We believe in certain businesses. We believe in certain dreams. And yet what we've learned is that everything but Christ has let us down. Amen. Nothing in this world is dependable. And that's why the greatest faith that we'll ever have is the faith in Jesus. And so let's sing about that together.
I think you know this song. It's a beautiful song. And I think my mind goes
right back to the scripture that I read earlier, that this is the day that the Lord has made because of what He's done for us as the cross. And this is the faith that we want to have. My
hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ
Him, right? And to live not just by Him, but by faith. And I love this old song, and so we're going to sing it together, Living by Faith. I care
not today what tomorrow may bring, the shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know rules for everything, and all of my worries vain. Living by faith. Shelter me.
His one and only Son, that whoever should believe in Him, the greatest faith leads us into the greatest life, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why this is the greatest scripture. It covers it all. It talks about the greatest love, the greatest gift, the greatest faith, but the greatest life as well. You know, it's so easy for me to get so busy with my week. I mean, this week, I had the goal to go out and to build a do-it-yourself hummingbird feeder. And I accomplished that goal, by the way. It may be an HEB Tupperware with a hole in the lid with a water bottle shoved in, but it works well. And there was one hummingbird that came into our yard, so it worked, right? But in all seriousness, we get so busy with our projects, we get so busy with our work, we get so busy with our life that sometimes we need to stop and reflect on the greatest life, to invest in the greatest life. And that is the eternal life, because that life won't pass away. And that's all because of what Jesus has done for us. And so we're going to stand again and we're going to sing this last song before our invitation song. So come on and stand with me.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Heaven came down and glory.
entire life is changed. Because of that one verse, we walk out of here as a church, a body of Christ, as we talked about this morning, a body of believers with hope because of that one verse. And here's the thing, if you haven't given your life to the Lord, who is the reason that that verse exists, that one who humbled himself and came down and died, not just for the whole world, but I always have to say when I read this verse, that verse is so powerful, it's the greatest verse, because it would still be true if you were the only person on planet Earth. For God so loved you that he died for you. And so if you haven't responded and given your life to that Savior, or if you are not living the life that you know he wants you to live and that you want to live yourself, then what better time to experience what I'm going to say is victory when we have that life together. Think about it. If you respond, won't you come while we sing this song together?